Blog Talk Radio.
Another transmission coming to you all the way from Africa, the highest high, the conductor of the freak frequencies. This is Anti-Robot Radio with your host, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. Hey, hey, fuck the rest, you fucking with the best. And once again, it's on Saturday night, the Witch and I will be back up in here. Anti-Robot Society salute, first of all, off the bat to all my Anti-Robot Society, and salute to all my anti-robots, all my robot killers. Welcome, welcome back. We're back. Incredible show tonight, like always, man. We got so much music, so much talk, incredible interview, got a great guest tonight. So while we get set up, and let me get my apparatus set up and the rolling thing, let's pay a couple of bills and we'll be back. This is Anti-Robot Radio, the fabulous Moonshine Brown, and I'll tell you what we got in store. It's so much more. Dig it. We'll be back.
Cut the cord and get a complete HD cloud phone system from Nextiva for your business. We offer dozens of features. Save up to 65% on a complete phone system. Service costs starting at $19.95 per month. Over 90,000 companies rely on NextKeeper for their business VIOP communications, from small practices to large call centers. Our voice internet phones are easy to set up. You'll be set up and running in minutes. No contract, no hidden fees, cancel anytime, hassle-free. So what are you waiting for? Contact David Jack, 480-725-9492. Next Diva.
You better watch your... Yes, indeed. Press for the 2013. Miami's new hit label, State Grind Entertainment, is about to take over. Represent Dade County to the fullest. State Grind Entertainment, headed up by CEO and artist T-Rex, is about to be the next big thing in the 305. So lay round for new releases by UKYB, featuring T-Rex and Mr. Flood. And you can find State Grind Entertainment on Facebook and Twitter. Stay grinding. Yeah. Stay grinding entertainment. 2013 until.
Checking in from Atlanta, we are Moments Moonshine, and you're listening to Anti-Robot Radio with the fabulous Moonshine Brown.
Yeah, once again, it's on Anti-Robots. We're in a place to be. You're in tune to the best. This is Anti-Robot Radio. I'm your host, the fabulous Moonshine Brown, and once again, we're on, hey, incredible show tonight, man. I had the pleasure of having for my guest tonight, man. If you already haven't known from social media and we've been blowing that up and posting that, if you don't know, my guest tonight will be none other than the rocked out funky band of brothers. And when I say brothers, I mean kinfolk brothers, sibling brothers. These cats are hailing from Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to have a hero of the band on the show tonight, Anti-Robots. Yes, indeed. So hero of the band is going to be my guest coming up real soon. A lot to talk about, backgrounds, music, and so much more, you know. Now we do Anti-Robots. Oh, also, man, I always got to put up the network that we're listening on. We are listening now on our own frequency, our own hubbub, recording and broadcasting live from our own satellite, so to speak, Africa. We are now, you know, if you've been listening and been following Anti-Robot Radio, you know we were on another network, but now we are fully house capability, and we're now part of the Anti-Robot Network. And when you talk about network, we've got incredible other shows, and we're looking to get in the future 24 hours programming, alternative meaning, alternative to the everyday media you've been getting. We're going to also a video format, which will be Anti-Robot TV, which will also be an alternative to what you've been getting, cool programming, cool thing, music, art, fashion, film. That's what we're into. It's a culture, man. The Anti-Robot thing is a culture. So come join the culture, man. And of course, we'll still be doing talk radio. And right now, the programming for talk radio, man, because we're really trying to flip and evolve talk radio to something else. So we want to be the future of that. And right now, Mondays, we have 10 a.m. We have Anti-Robot Radio Rewind. And what that is on Rewind, what we do is take all the coolest interviews we had the year plus so that we've been on the air. Everybody, Fishbone, David Hines from Steel Pulse, Joy, Kamar Thomas, Andre Simone of Prince fame, Cody Chestnut, all these people, all these great people, Sonata Maitreya, a.k.a. Terrence Trent D'Arby. All these incredible artists. we play the interviews back, man. The Nux, man, I keep forgetting, Deion Farris, and so many, man. We play those back, so if you ever missed any of those incredible interviews, you have a chance to hear them again at Anti-Robot Radio Rewind every Monday at 10 a.m. So, which is real cool with that. Tuesdays, we have a new show. I know we're saying about it. We're giving, like, brief. It's like it's top secret information coming Tuesday nights. We got coming 40 Acres and the Mule. So that'll be coming around soon. A little more information will be coming as we go on. But we may add other programming in between. But Tuesday nights, that's coming 40 Acres and the Mule. Wednesdays, we have none other than Social Rehab with host T-Life doing his thing with the Gullah Brothers and doing his thing for arts and music and the new artists and what's popping in South Florida in the art and music scene. And that brother will be, he does this thing every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. until be very, very, very tuned into that. Cool shows, cool interviews. To his celebration, this brother was one of, you know, if you ever heard of George Tandy, who was doing well, he was one of George Tandy's first interviews, who was on Social Rehab, so that tells you what it is with that. So check out Social Rehab every Wednesday at 9 p.m. with the brother T-Life. And Thursday night, man, hey, news at a different angle. News, that's what I like to call it. It's news. It's the news that you hear every day, the CNN, the NBCs, the news, the Fox News, but it's from a different angle, from a different reporter, a street reporter or a megaphone from the porch. And the name of the show is On the Porch Reloaded, and it's hosted by Brand Edwards, and that's every Thursday night at 7 p.m. until, and he's doing his thing, giving you the news from a different perspective, an outer perspective, or a perspective from the porch, and every day from an everyday working man living in the scene. So you'll hear the alternative to that. So that's On the Porch Reloaded with Brant Edwards every Thursday night at 7 p.m. And Friday nights we have none other than Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, member of the legendary hip-hop band Public Enemy. We have none other than my cat, the brother, the Minister of Information, himself, Professor Griff, and his co-host, Zaza Ali, every Friday night at 7 p.m. with the show Enemy Minds. Man, you know, of course, man, it's Anti-Robot Network, so we don't have shows and programming of this. And to know that the program, all of it is kind of filtered all through it, man, because with entertainment comes understanding, and understanding what you get being entertained by is a whole different perspective, right, a whole different frequency. And we are trying to be the conductor of that frequency. You dig that? So check that out every Friday night. That's Enemy Minds with the brother, the Minister of Information himself, Professor Griff, co-host Zaza Ali, every Friday night. And, of course, where you at right now in the place to be with me, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, every Saturday night. Every Saturday night, goddammit, for almost a year or two, goddammit. We doing it like this. We killing robots here around these parts. It is Anti-Robot Radio every Saturday night with me, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Incredible interviews, incredible music, shit, an incredible host. We killing robots. All opinions are accepted whether we believe and agree with them. Shit, goddammit. We feel free to feel that. So, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it here every Saturday night, goddammit. Anti-Robot Radio with me doing our thing. And, oh, yeah, new to the programming, we have every Sunday at 1 p.m. Frequency Overload, which is all music show, no talk, you know, it's all exclusive mixes from artists that have been guests on the show, DJs, artists, and they're curated by guests every week with an exclusive mix curated just for Anti-Robot Radio. Be able to check that out. This Sunday we're having a brother curating the Funky Cat Butt Eclectic guest curator for this Frequency Overload. Get your tape decks or whatever ready. Download this shit. It's going to be exclusive mixes all the time. Last week, I think we had Shafiq Hussein. Before that, it was a exclusive mix from Computer J, who also been on the show. Shafiq Hussein and Computer J also was on Anti-Robot Radio. So that's how we doing it. Frequency Overload, Anti-Robot Radio Network. Hey, 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 my guest should be coming up any minute now. And like I say, my guest will be Hero, the band. Man, I'm looking forward to really rapping with these brothers. You know, I dig what they're doing. We're going to play some music from their work. We're going to talk about what's happening with them. We're going to get some background checks. Why are we doing all that? It's 7:16 right now, Anti-Robots. Hey, let's do something funky. Let's play something funky. And what better than to play some funky than by me, the Anti-Robot Admiral Funkenstein himself, Fabulous Moonshine Brown. So look, we're going to play a little Optical Illusion, and we'll be back. This is Anti-Robot Radio with the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Roll it if you got it. If you don't got it, go get it. They still out there serving. So this is Optical Illusions. We'll be back. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was Optical Illusion by me, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. You're in tune to the best. This is Anti-Robot Radio. Coming up soon, my guest should be on the way. My guest tonight will be none other than the band of brothers, Real Live Brothers, rocking out, doing their thing. Hero of the band will be on Anti-Robot Radio. Yes, indeed. Until then, man, you know, looking forward to really rapping with these brothers, man. Cool to hear about brothers rocking together and playing musically and doing the cool shit that these brothers are doing. So it's going to be a pleasure to rap with them. I mean, I know you know other famous brother bands. Hey, look. Sound like my guest is in the place to be. So, hey, Anti-Robots, I'd like to welcome to the show. Like I said, this funky band of brothers, Real Life Brothers. Hey, Hero of the Band is on Anti-Robot Radio. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, man? Thanks for having us.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, man, having y'all on the show. How y'all cats doing, man?
Man, we are awesome, man. Just got back from the movies, man, seeing Get On Up. James Brown is pretty awesome, man. Everybody should go check that out.
Okay, okay. Hey. When I have guests on, man, I like to get in deep with the music. I gave a brief summary of you brothers, man, but now that I got you on, actually online, man, I would like y'all to kind of sum up to the people the hero, the band sound, and everything about you, you know what I'm saying? The fact I gave in to the hinted to the fact of you guys being four brothers, blood brothers doing your thing. So, since I got y'all on, man, what better way than for y'all to tell everybody about Hero the Band real quick? A brief summary, man.
Hero the Band, like you said, is built of four blood brothers, same mom and dad. We come from a musical background. Both sides of our family play instruments. All sides of our family play instruments, sing, just real musically inclined, and I guess we transitioned from, we've always been singing in church, playing instruments all our life, and it came from being an R&B group, to transition into, I guess what you want to call what they classify today as rock and roll, which us African Americans, we started for sure.
Right.
So we just bring it back real music, and bring it back the true, and I guess Hero of the Band sound would be just a universal sound. It is the Hero of the Band sound. We feel like it's something that's not out there. You can't put it in your tape recorders at home. You can't find a replica of this sound. It's only one unique sound. That's Hero of the Band sound. That's what we like to call our music, Hero of the Band sound.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something, man. That's what attracted me to you cats and made me reach out. Even myself being a black rocker, I know. You know, you cats, even being younger, you know, and I know the role that you're going to take and what you're going to get, you know what I'm saying, and how people going to perceive things. So I need to have y'all on the show, man, just because I dug what y'all was doing. I dug the look, man. I dug everything and the way y'all presenting yourself. And the fact that y'all was blood brothers was massive to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real quick, man. Introduce everybody on the show, man, so that I know each one of you, your instrument, vocalist, and like that. Everybody know who's on the line.
All right, well, I start. I'm Jeremy Barnett. I'm the middle child. I am the bass player, and I'm also a vocalist.
Barnett, I'm the oldest. I play lead guitar and also vocalist. We all are lead vocalists in our own right, so I guess I'll answer that for everybody.
Okay.
All right, I'm Nick. I'm the youngest brother in the band. I'm the keyboardist and also a vocalist, as Justin said.
All right.
And I'm Bam Bam, DJ. I'm the middle child, and I'm the drummer and vocalist as well.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. So, look, let's get into this. I want to ask you guys, And you spoke about coming up in both sides of the family being into music. Now, because you know a lot of history, and even when you made the comment, you know, rock and roll, what they want to call rock and roll, which we started anyway. We know that. They don't understand. They go all the way past Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters. It go deep with the rock and roll thing. They just want to claim it as something else. And even us as black people put a stigma on it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I would be going to gigs and you would hope to see black faces out there and wouldn't see it. I mean, you learn to not let that shit bother you no more and shit like that. Or you'll be somewhere and somebody asks you, man, you playing white boy music? Looking like that. How did y'all cats, because, man, I think I read y'all bio, y'all ranging in age in your early 20s, right?
Yep, early 20s, man.
How did y'all get into, because it's easy to get into what we see R&B and hip-hop is. What made y'all get into this sound, let's call it the hero of the band sound? What's the basis of y'all getting into this?
Well, as kids, we weren't allowed to listen to secular music until I think we all heard our first, rap or R&B song, legitimately, probably like when I was in sixth grade, this Justin speaking.
Okay.
It was, what was it on? Chicken Head was one of my first rap songs, yeah. So other than that, I mean, we was always growing up on Disney soundtracks and gospel music, and the only, secular pop artists that we could listen to was Michael Jackson,
Whitney Houston,
Prince, Boyz II Men, Christmas album, and, that's
just about it. And I would say, this is Jeremy, I would say just the wise men around us, the wise kings that was around us, like our grandfather, our great-grandfather, and passed on down, even the queens around us, like our grandma and our great-grandma and our father and mom, they really instilled a lot of wisdom inside of us. And that goes all the way with the music and from how it transparent as far as the vibration that hits you. Because music is the most powerful tool out in the universe, and that is what we react off of. You could be sad, happy, and it can really change your mood. So I guess growing up to that type of music and just learning about those different type of artists and really studying them, and when we became, got a little older, and just really looking into who were these great artists as far as Chuck Berry, Little Richard, James Brown, to Queen, to all these great artists, and I guess that's what we channeled our energy into, and then got it back full throttle from the universe. So, yeah.
Hello?
Who's that?
We still on air?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm talking all right, to you. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay.
All right, now we hear you someone else.
Nah, that's all good. Hey, you know what I was going to ask?
Because
those
What's
were
up?
Good answers, man, and I dig that. I want to go around the table with all the brothers, man, and ask y'all if you can name your top four and five, your top inspirations. I mean, dead or alive, you know what I'm saying? Who would they be that inspire you the most? Because we talking about that grit. Other than, of course, your family going to be a major inspiration because you in-house with that. But outside of family, what would be your top four inspirations? And anybody can start.
Okay. I guess I'll start. I'm Justin. I wouldn't say that I have a top five, but because I just love good music. So as far as the ones that come to mind right now, I'll just give five. Jimi Hendrix, of course. Prince. The Beatles. I would say Outkast. Is that five?
That is four.
Okay, one more. I would go with... so many. Let me think. I'll just say Bob Marley.
Okay. And Justin, let me not just off of memory, let me see if I'm right. You the lead guitarist.
Yes.
You know why I can tell that? Not because I forgot what everybody played, but see, that's why I like to do this with this inspiration. Your top ones, of course, any guitar is going to think Jimmy. Then you said Prince. Then you ended with Bob Marley. So that kind of made me think, you know, this I'm talking to the guitarist, and I feel that. So it's melody and singing the guitar. That's a good vibe,
okay,
man. I'm with that. I'm with that.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I'm passing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm Jeremy. I would have to say James Brown, Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
Let's see. What's Michael Jackson for sure. I would say Bob Marley too.
Okay.
Marley and Elton John.
Elton John. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Jeremy saying a lot of rhythm people. Jeremy,
yeah.
You play bass?
Yeah,
playing
bass. Yes,
see? Okay. Okay. There it is. Okay. So you can hear, that's what I'm talking about, man. Okay, let's keep going.
All right, this is Nick. I'm going to start it off with Freddie Mercury here from Queen, the lead singer of Queen, for those who don't know. Like Justin said, there's so many, so I'm just going to throw out five at the top of the head right now. I'm going to say Michael Jackson as well.
Okay.
What's another one here? I love Robert Plant, by the way. Yeah, glad you said that. Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to say top inspiration. Well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say Prince. I'm going to say Prince. He's one of my top inspirations. Definitely right now as well. I've been getting a lot into Prince. And I'm going to say... I'm going to say Chuck Berry.
Okay. Okay.
Chuck.
And all of you, I see all of y'all, how y'all relate to each other, which is a great thing and feedback. And I'm thinking, Nick, I'm hearing a lot of like progressions. The artists you pick while the plant, even how they sing, is a lot of progressions, a lot of chordal and melodic shit. So I think you're a keyboard player. That ain't the drummer yet. You're the keyboard player.
Keyboard. Exactly.
Yeah. So I dig that because each one of y'all kind of got the
You went out again, Moon. I don't know if you hitting the mute button or something. We lost you there, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we back.
All right, we back, man. Wow. Sorry about that, fellas. Hey, we back. What I was saying, man, let me hear the last one, and I sum up what I was saying, because I was talking, man. I was doing a lot of
talking. No, he's good, man. But DJ, I'm a drummer, of course. I guess I'm the last person. I'm going to start with... Dave Grohl.
Okay.
That's a drummer from Nirvana and lead singer.
Yeah. The Foo Fighters. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Neil Peart in a band called Rusty. Probably one of the greatest drummers of all time. I have to say Elton John.
Okay.
Roger Taylor, which is Queen's drummer. He's
Queen's
one of my biggest.
Drummer.
And Tony Royster.
Wow, that's way out. Jazz player.
There's a lot of stuff, contemporary jazz.
Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff with Jay-Z. Well, his song, Tony Royster Jr. So.
Okay. See, I dig that because, you know what, as a band, man, I can hear everybody and y'all study music and you hear the music, even the people, because anybody could have just picked off names. But I'm like I was saying, with each instrument player, you can hear... You know, I play this and I can hear this is what I look into it. When you hear the drummer say, look, I listen to Neil Peart and you know what I'm saying? You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I dig that about your brother. And then all of y'all name very flamboyant performance.
Oh, yeah.
What I mean by like, because when I look at y'all pictures, man, I like that because a lot of people don't dress the part.
You
got to have that show. How you going to come on stage like the cat next to you catching the bus? Who want to pay for that? I dig y'all because y'all look like the show. And I dig y'all. That's what I felt about y'all, man. So I dig what y'all doing, man. You know what I want to do? Because I got songs too, man. If y'all got time to stick around with me, man, we going to keep talking. But I want to start playing some music.
Let's do it, man.
I want to see if I can cue up Fool's Gold. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that, the conception of that, meaning behind that, the whole inspiration, and so what. So we're going to play that, if that's cool with y'all.
No, that's fine, man. Let's do it.
We good?
Yes, sir.
All right, so here we go. Anti-Robot Radio, my guest tonight, Hero the Band. We about to play one from them Fool's Gold on Anti-Robot Radio. We'll be back, all right?
One.
Yeah. indeed. Yes, indeed. My guest tonight on Anti-Robot Radio, hero of the band, that was Fool Go. Hey, let's talk about that song we just heard a little bit. Who produced the song?
Well, actually, it was the band. That was us.
That's what I'm talking about.
We have a tape producer who works out with us. You know, basically, we set the foundation. He goes by the name of Donovan Jarvis. So he had it on his little flip, but, you know, mainly that's just the band and Donovan Jarvis. That's us.
Okay. And of course, you guys wrote the song, all the instruments.
Exactly. Yep.
When you guys writing songs, I guess what's the starting point for you? What's the inspires the song? You know, a lot of people start from, you know, acoustically, or what inspires the creative process, especially a song like Fool's Gold.
It's actually never the same. Like, the process is always changing. I guess that's why all the songs sound different and have a different feel. We kind of try not to approach it the same way. Due to that, try to make it something different and give every song its own identity. We don't believe in making a hit or making a single or just do this song for the people. Or album fillers. We tend to just make songs that, we take our time with each song. Each song gets the same amount of attention. It's like a kid. And for instance, we always say our parents always treated us all the same, gave us all the same amount of attention. Same with our songs. Our songs are our babies. And we want to give them all the same amount of attention. We don't have any favorites.
And I would say the whole meaning behind Fool's Gold would have to be what inspired Fool's Gold. The whole song behind Fool's Gold is people, our day-to-day lives that goes on with the world today, because we're so busy chasing and putting so much energy into something that's not real, that's a fictitious illusion. You know, we chase things that don't even matter in life, you know, before we better ourselves, you know, because our only battle is not with the world, but it's with ourselves. So Fool's Gold is basically, just the world is full of mystery. People are full of doubt, and not everybody, that's really it. The world is full of mystery, people full of doubt.
And I guess, like, the meaning of the song would be another meaning would be every heart is golden but not pure, meaning that we all have we come into this world with a mission and a purpose, but sometimes we tend to fade away from that that lane that we're called to travel, and you know, everything, you know, can sometimes deter you. Things can deter you to where you believe that the infatuation played out in your own mind is really an illusion, you know. So Fool's Gold, that's what it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I dug that. You know what? When I heard it, man, it had like a mid to late 80s, 90s feel, 80s, and I could hear the Prince approaching it, because in that era of rock, so to speak, Prince had a big influence on that, whether it was Robert Palmer or Wham or any of that. So I hear a lot of that in Fool's Gold, that drive, you know what I'm saying, that Eurythmics kind of dated, kind of, you know what I mean? Kind of feel on that, on the right.
Yep.
So that, I dig that approach on that. So we gonna play more songs definitely. But you know what I want to know is the songs that we playing, are they from an upcoming album? Like what's going on? I guess in the present time with y'all fellas right now.
Well, right now we are actually in the process of finishing up the album, but those the songs that I think we sent you, including Fool's Gold, are on the album. So, Fool's Gold is actually spinning right now, getting prepared to bring it out nationally and series and XM, everything, you know. Video release, everything is in the works.
Yeah, and also the album is titled Fathom.
So I guess Fool's Gold is one of the singles from the album. So, you know, we working on it. It should be out top of next year.
Okay. Okay. Tell me something. Are you brothers native to Atlanta? Or
yes,
you all
we are.
Born and raised.
Yeah,
okay.
Me and Jeremy Grady, baby, and I forget where DJ and Justin from, but we all from Georgia. We all from Decatur, Georgia.
Okay, you know what, man? You know what? I can see Atlanta breeding some cats like y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I stayed in Atlanta for a long time, man. Love Atlanta like second home, and I can see that Atlanta got so much. A music foundation in Atlanta, but so many subcultures, you know what I'm saying? And the times I was living there, you know, I'm cool with Sleepy Brown, or Organized Noise, that whole Organized Noise thing, and I did stuff for Ludacris, and you know what I'm saying? But we living in that era where it was Joy, and you know what I'm saying? Goody Mob, I'm talking about Goody Mob back then, Soul Food, then you would hear somebody like Wild Peach.
Yep.
Or you know what I'm saying? You'll go to Decatur. You know, I used to like Lil' Five Point. That was my spot. Not where the mm-hmm. Marta go. I'm talking about Lil' Five Point.
Yeah, Lil' Five Point.
You know what I'm saying? Go see the rock shows and the black rock shows and even seeing the other bands, you know what I'm saying? Because it didn't really make. If the music was funky and was good, man, you go check it out. And Atlanta was open to that. You know what I mean? Atlanta had that vibe, you know?
Yeah, I
can see that breeding, man. Me being from Miami, I was always wondering, like, man, how did Atlanta get that cool and shit and then reach all the way down here, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I definitely can see that coming from y'all, man, and the kind of stuff you're doing. I'm just listening to the songs because I listen to the songs before we even play them. We're going to play Heartbreaker next, but I listen to them and seeing how each song has a vibe. Like we were just talking about with Fool's Gold, it had that mid-80s kind of pushing your rhythmic, driving bass lines, moving car, like you're in the car is kind of vibe, you know what I'm saying, Robert Palmer kind of pushing, and what's the other one I'm thinking of, man, for it'll come to me, man, but the Police, like the Police kind of vibe, you know what I mean? Yeah,
big fans
so I dig that, and cats, I always love bands that are students of the music, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You have to be. You have to
Now, listen, did you cats, because each one of y'all got, and I'm sure, you know, being just musicians, you're going to know how to play other instruments and just being a family, but how did y'all gravitate to each instrument? How did that happen?
Well, this is Nick speaking, by the way. I've been playing piano since I was 8 years old. My oldest brother, because it is five brothers, we have an older brother, so he played, and I always gravitated to it because of him and my great aunt. So that's how I ended up playing the piano. You guys want to tell you guys' stories?
This is Jeremy, bass player. I actually started out on the drums. I was playing drums at 5 years old, watching my oldest brother play as well. He really had a big influence on me playing the drums. And so I started out on the drums, and then I've been playing the bass for about 3.5 years now. So, you know, it just came natural. So that's what I do. I tamp around on the keyboard a little bit, but nothing major.
Okay.
This is Justin. I've been playing guitar for 3 years now. But I think that I always wanted to play, actually, but I never, took the initiation of actually picking one up until I was 21. But I would say fifth grade was when I really wanted to play one, just watching the movie Purple Rain. Really stuck out to me when the beginning scene where he just I think he had like this silhouette and he's playing on the stage and he just let the guitar just roar and everybody go crazy. That's what really grabbed me. And then I had a dream that I was playing under this tree like the next week or something like that, and I was an adult and all white and blonde hair under this big oak tree. So that's what I don't know. That's something that always stuck with me. So yeah, that's my inspiration. That's why I'm playing guitar now.
I dig it. Okay.
This is DJ, the drummer. I started out as well on piano, like Nick did, because of my oldest brother as well. I got into the drums at like 12 years old, and I guess at the end of the day when we decided to make the band, you know, everybody just went my way as to be the drummer. Me and Jeremy had a duel, a very intense paper, scissors, rock game. She would be the drummer in the band, so the loser ended up having to play the bass.
Okay. See, that's real cool right there, man. All right. So, look, we're going to play another song. We're going to play Heartbreaker, man. I want to play as much of the music that y'all sent me, man. Let everybody get a full taste of what's happening with y'all, and then we're going to talk some more about the music. Look, this is Heartbreaker from my guest, Hero of the Band. Go check them out if you got a chance, man, while you listen to the music. We're on the World Wide Web. Go scan through that. Go look up their webpage. I think it's herooftheband.com, right?
That's correct.
That's right. Go check them out right now. Get to know them. There's other media on there. But this is Heartbreaker, and we'll be back. This is Anti-Robot Radio, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, my guest, Hero of the Band, and we'll be back. Heartbreaker.
Just a dream, I suppose. Some science fiction, unusual. Memories, truth be told. Fall in love, so steal your soul. See the dirt again. Send them my way.
indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Heartbreaker by my guest, Hero the Band on Anti-Robot Radio. Hey, let's talk about a heartbreaker. First of all, man, that vibe again. That I feel that 80s, 90s vibe, that pushing tempo, that, you know what I'm saying? It feel like a car ride. It feel aggressive. It feel like cinematic. Real cool sound y'all got, real driver sound. What Heartbreaker? What's the inspiration behind Heartbreaker?
The inspiration behind Heartbreaker, short, sweet, simple, straight to the point. Basically, a man on this, in this world, every man should have a mission and a purpose in life. So, therefore, when this woman comes into your life and she comes in and, you know, y'all doing, you know, living life, grown up things, but at the end of the day, you lose focus on what it is that you supposed to be doing. And so now she's taking you off course, and now she's taking all your money, and you start to lose, you lose focus, and you look at her on the outer appearance instead of the inner. And, you know, you get, because we get infatuated by women at times, well, not us, but people in general. I mean, it's the most natural thing, you know, to do anyway. But, you know, so it's like, just stay focused, you know what I mean? Don't let women get you sidetracked off your mission, or man, vice versa. But we just had, went in on women for a minute, so, yeah.
I mean, so I guess we had no choice, huh?
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Let me ask you something. Was it a conscious? Is it a conscious throw to for? I guess to have a new wave kind of rock and roll sound. Is that a conscious thing, or is that just what's coming out? Or
it's just what's coming out, man. We keep. You know what's funny? I talk to my brothers all the time, and I always tell them, you know, I don't see where it sounds different, but I guess to everybody else it is. So I can truthfully, honestly say it's just coming out that way.
All right.
I mean, just the influences and the widespread of our influences, you know, you are, you know, what you look up to, you know, you become that, and what you listen to. So we listen to a widespread of music, and it's like we don't try to make ourselves stick to one genre. So it kind of, yeah, it definitely comes out that way. Yeah, put it all in the pot and mix it, stir it up, and see what comes out.
Okay. Okay. What's the goal that you're trying? I guess, you know, of course it'll be to get the masses to hear as much as you as possible, but what's your goal musically? What's in the future for Hero the Band?
Musically, definitely touring the world is one of our biggest things. We really take pride in our live show. We want to take that on the road for everyone to see, of all ages and all ethnicities and just all races. Everybody should be able to see it, and we want everybody to be able to experience it. Definitely, we want to bring the hardware home. You know, that's I think that's an added plus and just a testament to what you've done. You know, if it doesn't come, but I'm a speaker that it will come in tenfold, you know.
It is.
So the hardware, definitely, whether it's Grammys, Moon Man, whatever else they got out there. Fellas, you want to chime in here?
Well, yeah, the Grammys already have our name on them already. I've seen them in every other award. So it's about 300,065 of those coming. Also, it's the goal for your band is also changing the mindsets, well, changing the mindsets in of musically and just the mindsets of people in their homes. You know, just awakening culturally awakening their minds, their spirits, and their souls to something, to being them. It's basically our music is really challenging everybody to be themselves, to be a better you.
Right.
Because at times we get lost in trying to, you know, live for other people and worried about, you know, other people judging us. And at the same, and at the end of the day, it's like, this is your world. People just live in it. That's what we like to say. So it's do what you want to do. Make your own rules. And, live for you. That's it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And bringing the world together. Shoot, that's what it's all about. So, yeah.
Hey, how has the reception been to your sound in Atlanta?
I would say it's been a constant growth, a constant elevation to where now we're being approached and asked about it or referred to as Hero the Band, you know, whether they know us personally or they just know us from the cyber, the world wide web or something like that. Or by the way we dress. So now I believe that it's becoming Hero Nation all over. No matter where we are, people know about us. People are ready for us to release music and are really joining on the bandwagon, man, and it's a beautiful thing.
Okay. I dig that. And that's what it's about, man, growing the following organically, man, and they'll follow you, they'll be your fans forever, man. And it sounds like y'all looking at a lifetime of this music thing, so that's a beautiful thing.
Definitely. Lifetime timeless music, you know, and just really portraying that, I guess, what's really inside of us, which means that, you know, a lot of people think this career is short-lived, but we are honest with ourselves, and we really love what we do and passionate about what we do. So, I mean, so everything is really like it's almost like second nature to us, so yeah. It's really great.
Okay. I got another song from y'all, man. I definitely want to play When Love Comes to You. One more song, and I want to play what I got. So, look, Anti-Robots, my guest, man, incredible interview with my guest, man. This is Hero of the Bands, these cool brothers. Talking music and more.
We're
going to get into one more song, man. This is When Love Comes to You, man. We got the brother still here. Come back and rap a little more. This is Anti-Robot Radio, Savage Moonshine Brown, and Hero the Band. Here's When Love Comes to You on Anti-Robot Radio.
My head. This way, that way, I don't care, just as long
comes to you. Hero of the Band, my guest tonight on Anti-Robot Radio. Yes, yep. I dig that. A compliment to y'all, man. I could have heard Sting singing that song.
Oh, wow. That's a big compliment.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel a vibe of what y'all approaching with it and everything.
Appreciate it,
for real. Before we go too much further, man, I want y'all to give everybody where they can get things from your music, tour dates, gig dates, media, pictures, all the social media sites. Get that to them, all that information right now if y'all can.
Okay. We can make this real simple and easy. We got one parent company going on right here. Everything is actually on heroftheband.com, Twitter, Instagram, the Facebook like page, and just the Facebook page, which is all the same. iTunes link to our first EP we released at the end of last year is also, the link is on our website. What else? Pictures on the website, which is more on Instagram. You can get through it, through the website. So, you know, just really drawing traffic to the heroftheband.com, the website. Everything is linked there. Show dates, upcoming tour dates, anything you need to find is right there on heroftheband.com.
Okay. And what's real cool about these brothers, everything that they're doing is independently. Now, let me ask you, will that be the goal? Will you guys be trying to, you know, it's a funny question to ask, you know what I'm saying, but will it be the goal to stay independent? You know what I'm saying?
I
know it's funny to ask that because the, yeah.
I'd say it's kind of like just letting God, you know, do what he do, you know. If it's meant for us to stay independent, we will. And, you know, I know he has it already fixed to where we'll always be in control and not having to compromise our art and stuff. But, and even now, I mean, just a lot of stuff going on the business end or whatever. But, you know, just whatever happens, happens, and we're going to continue to do what we do. That's all we can do, you know.
Okay. And that's what it's about, man, being honest to yourself and like you say, doing what you do, you know. What, so any show dates coming up?
Right now we have September the 11th. We'll be in Nashville.
Okay.
No, I'm skipping shows. My bad. That's in Athens, Georgia. My bad. Look at me. I'm getting ahead of myself.
many shows.
Yeah, it's a lot of shows, but we actually have cut back on a lot of shows. We usually are way more busy than this on the road. But due to the album and the transition of the business aspect or whatever, we kind of trying to focus more so on like creating this album, really. So, but we'll be in Athens, then we'll be in Nashville, then we'll be in back in Athens again, then we'll be at Georgia Tech performing at the Duke and Georgia Tech game. So.
Okay. Okay, full schedule. Sounds good.
Yeah, it should be fun.
And you say you're looking for the album to drop sometime next year. Did y'all say that?
Yep, top of next year. I'll say January, February-ish.
Which is real close. I mean, next year we sound far away, but that's like real close. We already damn near September, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, in between all that, we will be dropping singles and videos from the album, so it'll be a big build-up. We're just going to slap them with it all at once, which is cool. I like to do that, but, you know, yeah, we're gonna ease our way into it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I look forward to hearing the album and the progression, man. I dig what y'all are doing, man. It's a real pleasure to have y'all on the show, man, and I'll continue to keep y'all brothers in the playlist.
Yeah, definitely.
Man. It's been a pleasure, man. Y'all brothers definitely keep in contact, man. You never know, man. We might could do something together or something, you know. But keep in contact,
definitely.
Man. You always got a home here. On the show.
Exactly.
That's what it's about. So, man, it's been a real pleasure having y'all on, man. And much success to everything y'all brothers doing, man. We're going to keep up for sure, man. Like I said, I dig y'all brothers. And keep doing that. It's all good, brothers. I appreciate y'all. Hey, my guest, Hero the Band, go check them out. Go to herotheband.com, man. Go listen to the music. Go to iTunes, get all that. See what these brothers got going. They are anti-robot endorsed. These cats going to do their thing. Look for them in the future. Glad to have these brothers on the show before they blew up too far. So here we are. There it is. Hero the Band, y'all. Hey, we finna play a couple of bills, and we'll be right back. Hero the Band, my guest. I appreciate y'all. Anti-Robot Radio, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Hero the Band. We'll be back.
Yes, sir. We out.
Yeah.
Are you paying too much for a car? Can't buy a house? Can't get the bank to give you a credit card? Then call the Credit Doctor. We can revive your credit. Call us toll-free, 1-844-237-3061. The Credit Doctor. Cut the cord and get a complete HD cloud phone system from Nextiva for your business. We offer dozens of features. Save up to 65% on a complete phone system. Service costs starting at $19.95 per month. Over 90,000 companies rely on Nextiva for their business VIOP communications, from small practices to large call centers. Our voice internet phones are easy to set up. You'll be set up and running in minutes. No contract, no hidden fees, cancel anytime, hassle-free. So what are you waiting for? Contact David Jack, 480-725-9492. Next Diva.
Blackbird, Moonshine Brown, Anti-Robot Radio, Sissies.
Yes, indeed, Anti-Robots. Once again, the zone. Your host, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. This is Anti-Robot Radio. Hey, man, if you just getting tuned in, you missed an incredible interview. You can always go back and rewind. After the show, we will be running this broadcast again immediately after the live broadcast. But if you missed my cool-ass interview with the four brothers, of Hero the Band, incredible cats, cool cats, man, you know, always welcome back on this show, man. Cool brothers, head straight, musically head straight, headed for some things, incredible sound. Once again, if you get a chance, man, go to and check out their website, Hero the Band, just like it sounds, herotheband.com, and check those brothers out. They doing their thing. Black rock, rock and roll, music in general, just doing their thing. So it's always cool to see that. Yeah. But I know you cats didn't miss that interview, man. I know you're just not tuning in now. But, hey, once again, we're here. Anti-Robot Radio on the Anti-Robot Network. So much trouble in the world, right? You know, I can get in deep, man. And you kind of don't want to cloud up things with the deep things of the world. But here on Anti-Robot Radio, we got to send out a couple of shots. This week in the robot fuckery of the week, our great president came on. And I'm saying, man, how they beat the brother down. The brother came on, and one of the attributes of being president when he took office for the first time was how young he looking, virile and strong and hip this president is. The president I saw the other day, announcing the sanctions and the actions and not having a plan. I don't have a plan. That's what he said. I don't have a plan for what they're doing in Ukraine, was a brother who had aged 20 years since being in office, sad and tired looking. Oh, how we beat down the mighty, right? which told even a bigger story than him talking about the sanctions and anything. The sanctions were secondary to the real effects of what a life of being officers and being a part of what it is to be the so-called president of the corporation. It showed. So from then on out, you could have really just turned the sound off on your fucking TV and knew by the way President Obama looked that trouble, so much trouble in the world. So that's where I went with that. That's fuckery, man. We won't even get into it. If you get a chance to go look at that, you see what's happening with the Ukraine. Still, we have not sanctioned any help in Chicago for the many killings. I saw something posted about the donation cost, I think, for the young man who was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown. I think for Michael Brown, the total was $416,000 of donation, and for the police officer who assassinated him was $820,000 or something. So what does that say about the Ford and the righteousness? I think the Ice Bucket Challenge has reached doubled that. 400,000. Everybody is pouring ice over their fucking water. Head over there, or whatever. You know what I'm saying. Ice water over their head. And, you know. We don't have an understanding about that, but we still ass lost in the struggle. ALS, we still ass lost in the struggle. Fade to black. Every day on the damn news, we run around like damn fools. And now, we're using ice and water. But hey, Anti-Robot Radio, Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Like I always do, man, I like to say a beautiful good night to my three daughters, Kyla Simone, Alana Love, Khaleesi Mon, Daddy Love You, my twins, coming up on their birthday next week. So that's incredible to watching them grow and going to hopefully a viable energy in this so-called frequency or this conductor, hoping that they shine, like really shine and glow with electricity, putting out positive and strong frequencies and not fall into victim of association or biasness or hate and greed. We can only hope. And to all my anti-robots and members of the network, T-Life and Brand Edwards, Professor Griff, so many, the great and wonderful Shauna Maffitt, who holds down show producers, engineer. She's like an army. So all love and appreciation to the team, because it take a team, man. You know, it take an army, and we're trying to create a culture. Very, 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 very cool, man. So what I want to do, man, hey, man, we got an incredible show. I want to play a song before we go, man, but we're going to get out of here a little earlier than we usually do. What better way than live with an incredible interview? Hero of the band, go check them out. Let's play a little music, man. Let's see what I got in my dream iPod to play. Some rocker. Do we got any Nirvana? Feel like a little Nirvana. Do we have Come As You Are? If we got that, let's play a little Nirvana. This is Anti-Robot Radio, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Hey, if we got any Nirvana, Come As You Are, let's play a little bit of that before I go. Hey, it's been a Stone Cold Dude. My guest tonight was Hero of the Band. Hey, I'll be back after the tune to close you out, but this is Anti-Robot Radio, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Hey, Nirvana, Come As You Are, we'll be back. Anti-Robot Radio.
I'm not.
That's why Anti-Robots has been a Stone Cold Groove. Hey, I'm your host, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. This was Anti-Robot Radio, man. Had an incredible night, man. Music and much more. Cool, way cool interview with Hero the Band. Be sure to check those brothers out at herotheband.com, man. Go check out me, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Go check out Negro American on Bandcamp right now. The Negro American by the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Got everybody. You got Big Rube on that. So check that out, man. Make sure you go check that out. Also, man, coming from the network, we got Dead Robots, the new instrumental album coming from Dead Robots, coming real soon. So check that out. And that's produced by me. Instrumental album, Dead Robots by Dead Robots. So, self-titled album, that's coming soon. Hey, man, it's been a Stone Cold Groove. Be sure to check out everything we got on the network, everything we got going. Hey, you know we the best, man. You know, Social Rehab, On the Porch, Enemy Mind, Anti-Robot Rewind, Anti-Robot Radio, Frequency Overload, Sunday, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Our guest curator will be none other than DJ Brett Eclectic. Go check that out with his new font, his Funkified, Funk Rocks Out mix exclusively for Frequency Overload on Sunday. And I think, man, we'll add a Frequency Overload throughout the week, man, with these incredible mixes. Incredible. Check those out. You can go back and listen to the past ones. Hey, man, it's been a Stone Cold Groove. Your boy's out, man. If you missed it, rewind me and I'll be back in time, goddammit. The Fab is Moonshine Brown. This is Anti-Robot Radio. You listen to the best, fuck the rest, and I'm out. The baddest man alive. We'll be back next week. Anti-Robot Radio, Anti-Robot Society salute. I'm out, goddamn. Peace.
Front of the beast. I'm glad it's been alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, tell about it.
I'm the baddest man alive. I'll take no meds and I'll take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
Anti-Robot Network. The evolution is now.